We're learning about apikimon, about eating two plates afterwards or eating dessert. So the marav we had across the Rashbam was like this. Rav came along to say, go on, what does the Rashbam say?
The Rashbam says
So what does Rav say?
Rav says, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in page Vav, where you're not allowed to move from one place to the other. If you move to another place, we have to look at Zera, because we might be concerned with the Hashash, that he might eat those.
Fantastic. So Rav says, Ta'in Masin, Acha Pesach, Apikrim, I mean, don't take out your kelim to another place, and that's what our mission means. It means basically what we learned once upon a time before. Except a little bit more, that's what we were saying yesterday, that the Zera is spoken out very well here. Anything, even other things, not just Yom Pesach, even other things. And what does Shmuel say?
Apikoman means what you would eat for dessert, for you.
Nothing
for
to do with going from another place, even in the same place. Why? Does he disagree with what Rav said?
No,
he agrees with the Rav said. He agrees with the Rav said. Just said we don't need another mission. Therefore, this mission comes to tell me a new thing. You can't even have dessert in this same place. Why? Why?
You need the taste of the Korban Pesach.
Yeah, it's probably
right. So the Rashbam says because you've got the Moshkon of Gdula, that you have to eat all Korbanis and a Seva, but the Rashbam added in about the taste, and we didn't understand really the connection between the two. It seems to be that if it's ala seva, so the main reason seems to be ala seva, that's what you bring in a posset for. And because the posset is a masad of zula. And there's some element of taste which we have to work out. What does the Yechon hold with Bernard? Is he chaylik and shmur? Yeah, Bernard, you're very sweet. You know how to wind me up a little bit. Yeah. We don't really care so much what you think. We want to know what the Rashbam holds, what the Gemara holds. And I know you're right. I know what you're saying comes from the Rashbam, but you always like to put what you think into it. It's so sweet, but the end of the week, I guess, also what triggers off a few allergic reactions. Right. The Rashbam says there is no machlokes, it's just each one says his own after. It's exactly what you said. Yeah, each one says his own after. There's no machlokes bechlal. Right? So he says this after, he says this. Sorry, after means dessert. He says this dessert, he says this dessert, and they're not arguing at all. So what's Tanya Kavostei Zerv Yochanan?
It has those specific ones.
Right. So Tanya Kavostei Biyochanan doesn't say Tanya Kavostei Shmuel as well. Because Shmuel said the same thing. Just happened to be that this writer was mentioned what Rabbi Yochanan said as well. But there's no machlokes between them at all.
I sort of brought this up yesterday, that each one has their own definition of what dessert is. But let's say, so we agree that whatever dessert is, you're not allowed to have it. Whatever you hold it is, whatever he holds it, doesn't matter.
No.
But let's say there's something that I hold is definitely not dessert.
It's certainly also.
What?
Certainly.
That's certainly also?
Yeah. You're not allowed to eat anything after your main meal. After Kemos. Right, it has to be ala seva. If you're not going to have a whole main course after it certainly wasn't ala seva. The Korban Pesach has eaten ala seva. So now, even dessert's a problem. Certainly having a whole three-course meal after is a problem. Because then the Korban Pesach wasn't ala seva. So that's what the Gemara then did. Then the Gemara ended off that Shaila about Matzah, which we haven't really gone into yet. But we started it, yeah? What's the din by Matzah? Matzah, what's the din by Matzah? Can that be eaten? Can you eat anything after the Matzah? And we saw that there's a machlokes about it, and the chiddush of the Gemara was, sadly, you're not allowed to have matzah, anything after your matzah. So why does the Mishnah say you're not allowed to have anything after the Pesach? Even after the matzah, you're not allowed to have. So why does it say after Pesach? So Chiddush, that Pesach's got a real strong taste, right? So therefore, nothing can take away the taste. Nothing can take away the taste. So you might have thought it's okay to eat afterwards all your desserts. Masalon. No, you're not even allowed to have anything after Pesach. We mentioned it. Bromas yesterday, the end of Shem, almost the end of Shem. He asked, I thought the vav by kompesach, well, that's vitan al seva because that's vidima to karbonis. Right? That's what the Rashbam said, because of the Moshe Rezun has become compared to Kambanas. What's that got to do with whether this got a strong taste? It doesn't have a strong taste. That seems to be going more and focusing on the taste. Right? That's a very strong question on the Rashbam. So, before we go right in the Gemara, there's Rishonim on this that we need to look at.
Rashbam mentioned both.
Rashbam mentions both. It's also a bit of a problem. What is the combination between the two? If there's a possible deraita, so that's the reason. What's it got to do with the taste?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the taste, why bring in a possible deraita? Mm-hmm. And then the Gemara seems to only focus on the taste, not on the Masa Gedula. I'm saying simple understanding to answer it seems to be that if you've got still the idea of a Masa Gedula is that the taste continues. Now I've eaten on satiation, and that's what I'm living off. And have the next by all commands. When I eat full and I eat my fill, I'm living off the korbanos. I'm living with the korbanos. So therefore it's the union of taste. I don't really have explored the connection between the two, but we'll see the Rishonim ask this on the Rashbam. So here, there is a run which I'd like to learn together. Yes, sure.
The way the Gemara, the next 4 hours, first it says that according to
Rabbanah, you're looking at the wrong side.
Well, because
the verse. Yeah, they're both. Okay. The sign is, yeah, I think we should learn it together. Iran and Mohammed. The Iran is on the Chavzayin Ahmed Aleph. Just the questions that we mentioned, he speaks out. Chavzayin Ahmed Aleph starts off my afikimon. Yeah, that Yossi? No, you're not. This is Chav Gimel. That's Kuvzayin. So if you want to use this, is according to the Gemara's pages, this is according to the Rish's pages.
Oh, so the red pages?
Yeah, it's a Chavzayin. That's Chav Gimel. So it's about 4 pages. And it's Chav Dalet. Still Chav Dalet. Almost there, a bit more. One more. So my
Mishnah below.
My Afikoman. So what is Afikoman? So the first bit of this Rashbam from this run is that he brings the Rashbam. Okay, so it's a Chazar Fath on the Rashbam. Yossi, maybe you want to read us the run, how he explains the Rashbam. The right. Not the right. No, on the left hand side.
Sorry. So the mic is working. God said we should not move and go from one room to another.
Minoi, my clothes, my kelim. It's Aramaic. And take it.
I remove our kelim. The parish, the Kiddush Rabbeinu, Shmuel, the Had Rav, the Shmuel, the Hach Nige. The Rav Shmuel argued.
On this point. Vaha, please, argue on this point.
Okay. The Rav Shmuel, the Shmuel, the Hach Nige. Now she is sick. Rav held that one can, after eating carbon paper, one can continue eating whatever he likes. Daughter, Habuah, the woman is eating in the same way. But a soul only holds a lot of Habuah Hill, but it's hard to purchase anything in another group. Why? Because there are Shaday, 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 They have a reason. Shafiru Bahabu Lasu, even if he wants to stay in the same location, he can't repeat anything. Akhababa, but after eating the conflict, that's why. She's eating, then she's going to conclude. And if you prevent him to eat something, the Sahamim Yochan Lobakhila to Akhababa, there'll be times where he eats the majority of his meal after the conflict. And it'll be that he's not eating the corn paste at the station. The Shmuel, the Rabbi Yochanan, not the Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, however, are not arguing at all. And a man that he might be alchi, he was simply man, master, I don't know what his
name is. One of them.
And they brought down what he was used to doing.
Really, in actual fact, the Motzi Meima, Tanik of Osir Shmuel. We could have said Tanik of Osir Shmuel. Yeah. Since the Gemara and it concluded with Reb Yechon, because the Gemara was Mitzad Reb Yechon and Alas, Koma Tanya Kavosu Reb Yechon. That's why I said we have a right to like Reb Yechon. Right. Very good. You read the pieces from that. This is Rashbam. There you see how the Ram brings the Rashbam, and now he's going to.
It just became clear to me from you read this that it seems like I understand what's the difference between the Shita of Rav and the Shita of Shmuel. They seem to say two completely different things. One is saying you can't deserve, one is saying you can't move the location. What does one have to do with the other? He lays it out. The difference. The underlying story behind each of them is they both hold that you shouldn't come to not eat ala soba. One holds that if you end up eating dessert, right? If we're allowed to eat dessert, that it could come out sometimes that you could end up not eating enough Pesach because you're going to have in mind you're going to eat your dessert and you won't eat ala soba. The other guy says, hey, if I could eat in a different place, if I could eat somewhere else.
Where do you see
that, Rav? What?
Where do you see that, Rav? Where do you see what you're saying?
So he explains this to be Shmuel, but based on that Torah, you could apply that to Rav as well.
Absolutely, Rav. It's a pasuk in the Torah, but by its echod yochel.
You could easily understand that this Torah could apply to both of them, and then because they seem to be saying they seem to be coming from such different places. What? How could there be such a difference of opinion? Really, their chashash is the same. Their chashash is a person should not be eating al sova, and this is how they go about doing it, each in their own way. One, no?
No, I don't see. I don't see not in him, and I don't see in Rav. Rav said it's because of the pasuk, but by itself of Yerushalayim. Why should we say what the reason why Hashem wanted you to eat in one household? We say it's very great to be able to do that. Why the Torah wants us to eat in one house? Lay there. But Shmuel made it there. There I can try and work out why we have these things. There it is. You won't come to eat on the Seder. Fine, I understand that. You can't eat anything afterwards, because you won't come to eat the original thing on the Seder. Why Rav said you can't eat in another person's house? Hashem said so. I don't see in the Ram anyway where he says what he said, and I don't see why we have to. We try and refrain from saying time to be cruel. Okay, so that's the Rashbam's chat. Not the Ram, but let me hear it. The Ram says it's not clear to me like that. It doesn't seem the right chat. Timisa the Meshum Hachi, who is that's the reason. That means the reason of Rav is what? Because you need to eat it in one group. But the reason of Shmuel is because you have to eat it ala Sa'ila. That's how he brought it, right? In the way he brought down the din of Rashbam, he mentioned only about ala Sa'ila. He didn't say anything about the taste, because that seemed to be the main reason of Rashbam. So he says, if the reason is because you have to eat it ala Sa'ila, Hechi Amina Mesamach the Gemara, how could we ask soon in the Gemara, how could the Gemara say soon, Loimi Boya, that not, it goes without saying, Lacha Matzah, after Matzah Kim Delay, not Bish Taimah, since it doesn't have so much taste, Mefachichle, Mefachichle is an expression which we don't have in our Gemara, but the Ran uses the expression mafachet, which means it disguises the taste. It takes away the original taste. So the Gemara says, not only after matzah, it certainly can't eat because it's going to remove the taste. For the Ran, for Allah, b'tzchuchi taimas in Allah, we never discussed anything about removing taste. That was never the issue. The issue was never about removing taste. The issue is never about removing taste. The issue was about, are you doing it are you eating on a seva? So what's it got to do with matzah? Not only after matzah, it goes out. Same after matzah, you can't eat because matzah would be disguised as taste. But after Pesach, since it got strong taste, maybe you could eat. So matzah on there, even then you can't. My kesher. The reason was because you must eat our seva. Right. So what's it got to do with taste? That's the Rashbam, that's the question that the Ran has on the Rashbam, which is Abraham's question of yesterday. What Abraham left off with? What has taste got to do with the idea of Alasayva? If the reason why Shmuel and Beautiful made the exist is because you have to eat Alasayva, then what's the Gemara focusing on? Taste. Strong Kasha. So therefore the Ran's going to say Zerim Shaf. So remember, that's the Ram's question on the Ram, on the Rashbam. The Rashbam does seem to throw taste into even Shmuel. He does throw taste into it. We don't understand it so well. What's taste got to do with Seva? But the Rashbam seems to put the two together. So maybe to avoid the Ram's questions. But the Ram still has a good question. If you've got a reason about the Moshe of Dulo, it's got nothing to do with taste. The idea is the Moshe of Dulo. So the Ram's going to tell us a new Mahalach, a different Mahalach to explain Shmuel if you're from. And it's also going to be very geschmack in how to read the whole Gemara afterwards. So let's see it together. The Birach nearly. So it says the Ram, this is what it appears to me. Maybe you're better if you want to read the Ram, Birach nearly. It's in the middle for you, the Fir of Nerdi. Is it Nun Lamed?
The Fir of Nerdi.
Right.
The Rav Kusuro Rabbi Yochanan, Kula Bechat Haim Shaykhid.
So what's the Ram added already? He's already laid it on the plate what his chiddush is.
There's only one reason.
Right. There's no, the Rav and Shmuel are not arguing with us. Right? Rav, Shmuel, and Yechon are all going with the same Mahalach.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Mahalach is. The same Mahalach. So you're eating slightly too fast, that's good. So Rav asked you to go out to another place. That's because you're worried you'll continue eating the Pesach in the other place, and that's also because you've got two chaburos, which is exactly like Rashi Baum and Rashi explained.
When we say korban
Pesach
in another place, we're talking about the
korban
Pesach that
you're
eating, or you're eating somebody else's?
No, you're korban Pesach. I don't know if you're allowed to eat from somebody else's korban Pesach. So I don't know if we have to be chayshus to that, but you're korban
Pesach.
I don't know if you can be manuri too. Doesn't sound right. So really, I'm going to learn culture well. Plus, it's going to only be money and one.
He's going to take his korban Pesach and go somewhere.
Right. So that's the risk. The risk is that if you can move your kelim, so you'll move your food as well, and you'll come to eat the korban Pesach in two places. Therefore Rav forbade you to be okay even to eat something else, even to eat Like Rashi explained it. It means like that's fine, like we just explained. Yeah, I understand he says Chabokabumakimizakimiz, but it's the same, I think it's the same, I understand it as the same sometimes. Also, in the Rambo stance was like that. So, see, okay, Shmuel says the Bernard, the Shmuel.
Shmuel has faith, and Shmuel is also concerned.
No, he's more concerned, he's more worried. Chayish is concerned, but Shmuel is more. Shmuel is even more concerned, he makes more days, he's more worried about this. Says Shmuel that Shmuel is worried that if you eat your audilai, young pigeons, whatever you're going to be eating, if you eat that, then there's a concern that you'll forget that you ate originally Korban Pesach because the taste isn't there anymore, and you'll then go in ahead and eat somewhere else the Korban Pesach. So end up you're eating Korban Pesach in two chaburos. Yeah, that's good, boss. Very good, says the restaurant, says the Ramvaita.
The time of the Vista Pasha
Bakakhle, it removes or
camouflages.
Take away the meat taste.
The original meat.
The Hashem or the Kol Pesach.
Right. And the fact that he eats the Pesach again here, big deal here. That's the Korban Pesach over here again. The problem is, you might come to eat this Korban Pesach somewhere else. You'll forget that you ate Korban Pesach. We're talking about people, obviously, who have sleeping night anyway, so it could be they forget to eat things. And the taste of the Korban Pesach isn't there anymore. He's tasting something else. And therefore, we're worried that you'll forget that you had the Korban Pesach and you'll eat this Korban Pesach of somewhere else, and you'll be over this of eating Korban Pesach and some cream is too. Chabur is that? Oh, no, it's in Yossi. It's not two words. The way the Rashbam explained it was kind of red, sure. One second.
The daf.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it should have been daf two words. Adi loy. Okay. See, there's not two words. So the daf. Let's go back to a few words just for multiple sake. The daf can mean a bossa. Only if it's bossy. You're not allowed to eat meat afterwards. You are allowed to eat mushrooms. Right, according to Rashbam, that he said it was kamin or pitrios. Somehow or another, that's Ardiloi. Maybe it's two words later, I didn't know that myself. So he says it doesn't mean that. Hello. Hold on a second. So he's saying it means, Ardiloi means some type of young bird, some type of pigeon. But now, Olamine. Olamine Basa the Chayesh. Only types of bottle shmo was concerned. The bee, because since he's got a meat taste in his mouth, he'll forget Yishkar Tama Pesach. He'll forget about the Tama Pesach.
Ava, the night of smoring day,
We're making a gzeira here, right? We're making a gzeira that if you eat, you'll forget about your Korban Pesach and you'll come to eat the Korban Pesach somewhere else. Well, there's gvulot, we're not making mizeh after the gav. All making mizeh is if you eat meat, then you'll forget about the meat. If you eat some type of fruit after it, you still got the taste of the meat inside, and therefore you'll remember you had the korban pesach. There's no concern that you'll forget and give it somewhere else.
Our Gemara, when he says mushrooms,
he doesn't say mushrooms.
It's a different word.
Are they like the same word? Show me how you translate it. Rashbam says it means mushrooms.
So it's a young bird or young pigeon.
Oh, but
get two examples of both.
Right.
Birds.
Right. Right. So Beis Chaim said even tamarim. The Beis Chaim said anything can take away anything. Any slight taste might take away some part of the confession. We're worried that you'll forget. And now it's kishmak. Tani kavosu Beis Chaim. Now we have a bright that I give Beis Chaim. Sunday Shabbat was a big dochuk. Tani kavosu Beis Chaim. Tani kavosu Nishmon as well. Yeah, but Beis Chaim was the one who mentioned tamarim kavosu. The Yechon was the last one, so we mention him. According to the Ram, the Tanya, Kavosu Rabbi Yechon, Dafka. See there, might the Tanya Kavosu Rabbi Yechon, Dafka. Beautiful. So now this Tanya Kavosu Rabbi Yechon, Dafka, Rabbi Yechon. Yeah, that you're not even allowed to have desserts after eating Kavosu.
It's all about taste and not all about flavor.
So now, according to this, nobody's saying because of honesty. According to this, I mean, obviously, I don't know what you meant by that, but why you must be left with the taste, I don't know why, right?
So you don't forget and eat in two different places.
Oh, that's right, of course, that's the reason why I said it. Why you must have the taste as you should eat in two places? Yeah, nothing to do with savor. According to the Ram, there was nothing here to do with savor. It's not to do with the Moshe or the Zula.
Or the Tuts, yeah.
He's coming out against it from the school and you're in an argument.
Right. Shmuel is saying the only problem is having bottle.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with you on the fact that he's saying it's only bottle.
But Shmuel would say you can eat dessert.
Right. Shmuel says yeah, and then Rabbi says no. So Rabbi agrees you can't have bottle as well. Okay.
The Shmuel Amar, and he said the following: He goes, "O deny me for me." He goes, "Deny the Abba." The Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan.
I think there's a slight technical problem. Rav and Shmuel, they were one of the first Amorim. Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know where he lived, but it wasn't one of the first Amorim. So it's like a technical problem for Shmuel to prove to. But anyway, that's not the
goes much smoother with the next part of the Gemara, which is talking about Nachash Shammai. That's
his whole point. Right, so then the Gemara carried on. The Gemara said, "Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, carried on. Ein mafsinach hamatzah afikrimon." So now, Ein mafsinach hamatzah afikrimon. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said not like that. So now the Gemara, we understand. Yeah, because you might have thought that after certainly after matzah you can't eat because they'll take away the taste. It doesn't have a strong taste. They'll take away the taste. You'll come to eat matzah in another place, but. But after Pesach, you might have thought that wouldn't be such a problem because the taste will stay. No. Even by Pesach, there's a risk of the taste leaving, and you'll come to the Pesach in another location. Right?
Is that the only one?
That's the
thing. If we see that the taste of the bird,
the taste of the original matzah can go away. That's true.
The taste of the original Pesach could also
You might have thought that after the Pesach it doesn't matter because it's the original Pesach is such a strong case, nothing else can remove it. My son, we're worried, the Mishnah tells me we're worried about the original Korban Pesach taste being removed. Therefore you can't eat. Either chickens after or you can't eat kosher. So I go to them after, can't eat anything after because we're worried about the original taste going on. What's the problem if we learn like this? So let's now go over the Gemara. Omer Yehuda Mishmol. Omer Yehuda Mishmol. Ein Maftein Acha Matzah Afi Kriman. Why? What's the problem? Talking about matzah, we don't have the Korban Pesach. So you're not allowed to have to eat after the matzah Afi Kriman. Why not? The fee, the mahalach of the Ram. You can't take away the taste of it. So what if you take away the taste of it? You'll eat it somewhere else. Go for my shirt. Okay. The risk is, if we're following this thought, if the taste goes away, I'll forget I had my mutton, I'll eat the mutton somewhere else.
Like, so what today?
Oh, and so what today? What's the problem? You'll have to have common, but you'll have to have mutton somewhere else. Korban Pesach you can't eat Sukkabuz, but mutton you can have in Sukkabuz. So if we follow this chain of thought, so we're left with a kasha. What is the problem eating too much? Yeah? In actual fact, even if you learn like the Rashbam, we have this kasha. Let's learn Rashbam. Rashbam told us the voltage because of Moshe Lugduro. That's not Shayach by Matzah Bechlal. There's no din by Korbanos, but by Matzah. But if there's some din in taste, maybe we can understand it. But even in the Ran, when he said about taste, he said the problem of taste was because you come and eat in two groups, in two chaburas, two mekaymes. And that's not relevant here, because here, you're eating, it's Matzah. What's the problem eating Matzah in two places? It says the Ran, he finishes this off. Omer Yosef, Omer Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Eim Aftinach, Omer Matzah, Afikimah. It's really... Because if you're on the race of Amishore helps. Even the matzah zeichele pesach asher. Why are we eating matzah at the end of the meal? Zeichele pesach. Kishem, shame aftin. Acha pesach. Just like we can't eat after the pesach. Because you can't eat in two groups. Kachim aftin, acha matzah. So too we made the same zeiga. You don't eat matzah in two places, even though it's not relevant. Even though eating matzah in two places, what's the problem? It's eating. Why do we have matzah at the end of the seder? Zeich lepesach. So maybe I have to eat it with the same, in the same manner.
Customary for people to get out of their house and go somewhere else.
Huh? Is it normal to go out of the house? Even from room to room would be a problem.
Yeah, I was thinking.
From this room to that room is also called from house to house.
I was thinking the same thing. The situation must be that, like we start the other Mishnah, where they're all in the same place, and moving your table is not so difficult. Like, you're going to move your table 10 feet away to join them after you eat your korban. Because otherwise, practically, and I don't know if this type of thinking applies, but practically speaking, you're going to pick up everything and go to a mamish, a new house, and forget
things? Perhaps the house can mean room to room, and just to wind over Rom up a little bit, can even mean mechabur al chabur, if there would be two chaburs in the same
location. And they're close, so you have the opportunity to make them the same.
Right. So that is the mahalas of the Ram. So we've had a completely different mahalas that reads so nicely in the Gemara, that's why I like it so much, although who are we to choose which one we like. But it reads in the Gemara better. That means the whole side of Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, they're not arguing about in Londres, the whole Londres of the Mishnah. That's not the argument. They all agree in the Mishnah, the point is because they're worried about you going from one location to another location. And Rav made the Xeria only physically to go from one location to another location. Then you might come to eat the Korban Pesach on the other location. And Shmuel said, no, you might forget that you had the Korban Pesach and then pick yourself up to go to another location and then continue to eat the Korban Pesach. But when will you forget? You'll forget if you have meat. Because then the meat will camouflage the original taste of the meat. And the Vietnam said, no, even anything, even, and that's how we pass it, even anything, we can't eat.
And the reason why they both have to say, the real Kashar said, both Rav Shmuel had this one, because the pasuk is eaten by the...
Well, what's the problem of eating two great foods?
Right.
Yeah, the vice of you have to eat them one house.
They both have their way out of prevent you from falling into that problem.
Right. How far do you go? Is the problem some going to eat another place, that's right? Or is the problem even eating in your own location afterwards because of this business? And then we have to be mitzvah. What's wrong having matzah? When we have matzah, what's wrong having that afterwards? Yeah, the whole idea was because we got Pesach and therefore it's like exactly an idea, but that's why they made it. That's Malach of the Ram. I'll share with you a Malchamas. Malchamas is the Ramban. It's on the same, come up the same page. It's over here. This is Malchamas. Heavy idea.
Okay.
Heavy idea.
Thank you.
I printed this for those that I also prefer sometimes using the bigger print. Heavy idea. Shetam im aftim ach ha-pesach ha-pikoimon kidei she-ha-pesach nechal ala soiva. It's over here in the middle of this. It's quite hard to find. In the middle of the Machanas, you have to go back to Marit. Yeah? The previous page, previous side, there's Machanas Hashem. Right? That's Rambam. And he's talking about a whole bunch of topics in the same thing. But about seven lines down, there's a dot. And it says, the happy idea. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines down. You see the dot? Say dot. It's like a dot in the middle of the line.
Yes.
You see it? Heavy idea. That's like a new piece there. Heavy idea. The reason why you're not allowed to eat afterwards is because you have to eat ala seiva. This is similar to the Rashbam, not like the Ran. The Ran says not because of ala seiva. The reason was because you might end up eating another place. Says the Ramban, it's because you have to eat ala seiva. Because the Gzeira boy, they made the Gzeira shleichel apilu dvan she'en matzpia. They made the Gzeira shleichel eat even things that are not matzpia. Ve'enon boyin elo bikinoach. And they're only coming for kinoach, for desserts. You know that person, when you've got desserts, there's a bit of a cash on the whole thing here. When you've got a dessert, the Gemara says, the person always has room for dessert. Even if you eat and you're full, there's room for sweet things. So Mamela, if I'm eating my Kong Pesach, what's wrong with eating desserts afterwards? Why should that mean, therefore, I wouldn't have eaten on a seiva? I ate on a seiva, and I'm having desserts. There's always room for more. I wasn't hungry. I just had more room for dessert for after. So he says, that's the gzeira. They made the gzeira. You shouldn't eat even dvaran she'ina matzpiyin. Even things that don't satiate you. Ve'inon boin elo bikinuach. And they're only there for dessert. V'hainu plugde de Shmuel v'b'yechon. That's the argument of Shmuel v'b'yechon. The Shmuel tovalei osu elo kegoin ardiloi v'guzlaya. Adeloi v'guzai la'abo. Only things that offer for Odelaya, which were, according to Rashbam, and mushrooms, and guzai la'abo, guzai for Rav. Shein chavivin oleinu. We love them so much. And we'll fill ourselves bellies up with these type of desserts. So there's a concern that if you know you can eat these desserts afterwards, you won't eat the Kong Pesach so much. Because you'll fill yourself up with your dessert afterwards. And therefore, the Kong Pesach wasn't ala seiva. Even things which people don't like so much. Even that's awesome. Not the Ramban. Again, according to Ramban, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon are arguing. Not like the Rashbam. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon are arguing. Shmuel holds that what zera did we make? We only made it by things that there's a chance a person might really fill himself up with these desserts. And then for all turn out the compass, it wasn't eaten on a seva. And Rabbi Yechon said, no. We ask that anything, even fruit, which a person will never fill himself up with fruit, even fruit we ask that you can't eat after the Seder, because you might come not to eat the Korban Pesach on a Seder. The Tanya Kavosei Rebbe Yechon, and that is the Tanya Kavosei Rebbe Yechon. So far, what we've seen in this Ramban is he's learning similar to Rashbam. He's learning like Rashbam. The point is because that's via Eastern Allah Tzayla. But he's not learning like the Rashbam, the Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing. That's what the Rashbam learns. He learns that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. If it says Tanya Kavosa to Rabbi Yochanan, it must be there's Machlekes. So, what is the Machlekes? According to Shmuel, Machlekes, we only forbid you to eat food
that you really love,
and there's a chance you'll eat tons of it, and if you'll hold back from eating the Korban Pesach. I think from the Rabbi Yochanan, we answered anything. So the Ramban is similar to the Rashbam, yeah? Now, but if you remember, the Ram asked the Kash on the Rashbam, if the reason is because of Seva, so what's the continuation we're saying about Matzah? There's not so much of a taste, but Pesach is so much of a taste, my Kash. The point was because of Seva,
mm-hmm.
Right? So you can't really answer that Kash. That was what the Gemara said. He says it means to be in on shemavoich. You have to bench for oich etam pesach b'pis. So that as long as you have to bench for the mazon, while there's still the taste of the pesach in your mouth, kidei sheheiloi. So that it should be b'chol v'heka, it should be a heka for him, a reminder for him, sh'liyasoi v'yoichal, that he shouldn't continue eating. The nimsa pesach nechol b'entrasudah. If he continues eating afterwards, then it turns out that the pesach was eaten in the middle of the meal. Pesach eaten in the middle of the meal, then it wasn't a seva. So says the Ramban. The Ramban says, b'emet, the whole thing here is to do, are you eating the Korban Pesach ala seva? Yes or no? What's it got to do with keeping the taste? Yes, says the Ramban. If you get rid of that taste, then you will forget that you had the Korban Pesach, and you'll continue eating Korban Pesach. If you continue eating Korban Pesach, then it means that the original Korban Pesach that you ate, or you continue eating other things, then the original Korban Pesach that you ate was not eaten ala seva, because you've forgotten, you continued eating. If there's a risk that you can come to eat afterwards, then we're worried that the original eating was not ala seva.
Well, it's in the Torah, but if you get
the benching,
you know you have to bench with the taste. If you don't have that taste, you're stuck. Because you know you have to bench with that taste, but you've eaten dessert, and now you don't have that taste, now you're going to eat again to have the taste while you bench.
Well, it's more the other way. Chazal made Xer. What was Xer Chazal made? Chazal made Xer. You should know when you come to benching, you have to have the taste. Now, why did they make that Xer? They made that Xer because they knew that if they didn't make that Xer, they didn't say that when you come to benching, you must set up the taste of Korban Pesach, there's a risk that a person will come to eat the Korban Pesach.
Again?
Twice. No. If they didn't make that Xer that when you get to benching, you still have to have the taste of the Korban Pesach, but rather you could eat something
have
in between, have the taste of dessert in between, they knew there's a risk that a person will eat the Korban Pesach, have other things, and turns out that the Korban Pesach wasn't eaten ala seva. So the way they made this way of ensuring that you're eating ala seva was by insisting that the Korban Pesach taste has to be there when you bench. That's the way they insisted, that the way to ensure that we don't come to a chash of eating Korban Pesach in the middle of the meal.
How about just a gezeira that you don't eat anything after Korban Pesach?
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
Yeah. So how'd they do that?
They made
the gezeira. They made the gezeira saying, ensure that, so let's show that, how much of the gezeira. Ensure the taste of the Korban Pesach is still there. Right? And so the taste become better for that. Comes to Rabbi Yochanan, that means don't eat anything after it. According to
not because
according to Rabbi Shmuel, just to make ensure the taste is still there. Therefore, make sure you don't get carried away with other things. Right? That's trying to how far to take this
there.
It
sounds like a tube of arrows.
The way you explain it is that since we wanted to eat the Pesach Melech Shova, that's why we made a Gezeirah with the taste in your mouth.
Right.
And then why does the Ramban use the Russian that
if we wouldn't make this gezeira,
yeah,
then the Zerizka a person would eat after the Pesach, and it turns out the Pesach was eaten in the middle of the meal. That means not ala seva. Middle of a meal means the person still got appetite for more.
Okay.
Right? So Mamela, he made that it. The Kach Omer Yishenim said, they didn't forbid you from eating other things just until you get to Halel. El Kol HaLaylo, the whole night, they forbade you to eat after you finish the meal. If it's on Pesach, can't eat anything else the whole night. Kidei Shelo Yoichal Pesach. The carrots they call it. So you shouldn't come to eat the Korban Pesach on an empty stomach. And they do chaburis because there's so many people there. He'll come, you know, each one trying to chaburai, and I'll eat my Korban Pesach for now, and then I'll eat the rest of the meal afterwards. No, they didn't want the Korban Pesach to eat on an empty stomach, therefore they said that you have to insist on having the Korban Pesach taste before you bench. So what was the problem? The problem was the person would eat the Korban Pesach first. Well, Achashik, when you say the Alayla, after you finish the night, he'll then make another meal, and then he'll eat. Says the Rambam, because of this, because I'll make that deal, you have to make sure the last thing you eat on Seder night is the taste of the Korban Pesach. You know, I'm always noticed this when I'm in Chasna, so the night of the Chasna, you know, you're busy welcoming everyone, so you don't really have time to eat. So after everyone went, then he sat down to eat. There's moments when he's saying here, if all the dish covers, got everyone crowding around there is trying to get to their piece of meat, say, you know what, I'll eat my piece of meat now. And then afterwards, later tonight, I'll eat my Korban Pesach. Which is not the Seder. I'll make my whole Seder afterwards. Right? It's not the Seder. Why? Because then the Korban Pesach wasn't eaten on that Seder. Therefore, Chazal made it there, it's Shema. The last taste that you have in your mouth has to be Korban Pesach, and that's all for the rest of the night. So it's not going to help you start eating afterwards, because you're not allowed to eat afterwards. So the Mela, they're Kaftoi Peperach. This is Kaftoi Peperach. Kaftoi Peperach is a flower, and Kaftoi is a button. So what's a button and a flower got to do with anything here? The Menorah in the Mishkan had Kaftoi Peperach as Prachim and Kaftorim. And whenever there's a beautiful shot in Persia of Alper, the Rishonim write Kaftoi Peperach from the Menorah that was done on Persia of Alper. So this is Kaftoi Peperach. This is part of the beauty of the Menorah. The God of the beauty of such. It says that Aspas, this Ramban, the Ansem very similar to the Rashbam. The Issa is because you must eat on a Seva. So what's good to do with taste? Yeah, because if you don't have that taste, if we didn't make that Issa, that Chiyuv, that you must make sure to have that taste, then you'll end up eating Korban Pesach. So this idea that you must have the taste after it is the Gzeir Drabon. The Gzeir Drabon, that's what the Ramban is at. He's not saying the Moshe Rizula like Rashbam. Saying only do a taste, but it's a taste the Gzeir Drabon, because otherwise you'll end up not eating our Seva. Ramban ends up, the acid by Pesach, Shem Shom of Pesach, the same thing by matzah. But actually, din okay. Not by matzah. There's no din by matzah. He needs a taste of a matzah. Shelayom of a Pesach, sheinechal al tseva. The only reason why they said by Pesach has to eat him by tseva is Elo, only because mishum shelayovay lidei shmiras etzem. He shouldn't come to break the bones. That's why they said has to eat him al tseva. Same time as a matzah. Not negev a matzah. אלא מצוות חכמים היא ולכתחילה דרך לפסח. דרך לפסח, same as around in the book on that point. The mitzvah chatzchila not to have anything after your matzah, similar to after your Pesach, and after Pesach was because of the Shavuot of Tzomim. So let's think on what we've learned three mahalakim in Rishonim. Rashbam, God says the machlekes Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is a fundamental machlekes. Between them, that Rav says that we're worried that you might come to eat from one place to another place, and Shmuel says that the reason is because you need to have the taste, or you need to have ala soiva. That's what the Rashbam learned, and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan aren't arguing. The Ram, let's go to the Ramban first. Ramban also learned that it's very similar to that. So see that in the Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. And Shmuel says, we're only concerned that you'll lose your taste by something you really like, not something like fruit. And the Vietnam says we're even concerned by fruit. And what's the concern about losing your taste? The concern of losing your taste is what would be so bad to lose your taste? Because the chash is you'll come to eat again and it turns out you won't want to eat other things. Right, that's the Mokham, that's the Rambam. The Ram takes issue with the Rashbam, because the Rashbam seems to say the point is you need to eat other things, he says what's it got to do with taste? The Rambam answers that, but the Ram answers the question, what's it got to do with taste? And the Gemara is clear it's got to do with taste. Therefore, because of that, the Ram there's no machlekes. There's not fundamental difference between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi. They all hold the same idea. The point is that we have to ensure you have the taste, because otherwise we're worried you'll come to eat in another place. Right? We're worried you'll come to eat in another place. Rav says, therefore don't go to another place. Shmuel says, don't eat any meat, because if you eat meat you'll forget you had confession, you can't eat the confession in another place. And Rabbi Yochanan says, don't eat any fruit, because if you eat fruit it might take away the taste of the confession, you can't eat the confession in another place. And Rabbi Yochanan says, this is clear that even fruit is an issue. That's the Shabbos. And a week already.